Hello and welcome to this, the first of my Amptillion podcasts using Audioboo. My name is Mark Smith and I've always lived in Amptill in the heart of rural Bedfordshire. I have to say I like using social media and as a hobby have operated a website for the town at www.amptill.info. More recently, I've embraced using Facebook and Twitter, but have never really got into blogging. So here goes with my first attempt at podcasting. My aim is to produce an entertaining and sometimes amusing podcast every month that contains my reflections on life in Amptill and other issues that take my fancy. My hope is that you find this entertaining and will return next month for more. So here goes. Firstly, it's been such a joy over the last 10 or so years to be involved with putting on Amptill Festival. This year we've celebrated our 30th anniversary and wanted to do something a little special to celebrate the fact. One of the things we did was put on a Friday night rock concert called Amp Rocks. Initially we'd secured the Lightning Seeds, but unfortunately they let us down. We were then lucky to secure the services of Pauline Black of Selecta fame. I have to say crowds were disappointing on the night, but she was absolutely superb. Anyway, after the event, I noted a rather negative post on the Amptill forum from Justin C. He said, "What a load of rubbish, awful bands, and too much to get in. What's this obsession with tarred old ska music? It's dull, it was dull 30 years ago, and it is not aged well. For that price, three good bands that have a following of 150 to 200 fans each would have been a good night out. If ska is so great, how come only 130 people turned up, if that? Amp Rocks? No, it doesn't. I suggest you find someone who knows about music promotion and is in touch with relevant tastes, or 2011 may not happen." What did amuse me was the response from Moaning Git. "Glad you appreciated our efforts and hard work, Justin. Please be assured, my critical cyber chum, that we do not have an obsession with old ska music. Our headline act was the Lightning Seeds, but they pulled out with 6 weeks to go. Now securing another act with that short notice and at that time of year was practically impossible, thanks to the incredible efforts of a couple of local residents who gave up their time. We were able to get Pauline Black and the vast majority of the 200 people who turned up and supported the event had a great time and thought Miss Black put on a great show. We do appreciate that the event wasn't as successful as we'd hoped, but it was our first attempt and we did our best. Next year we want to make it a far better show, and we want more people to get involved with organising it and making it better. So Justin, are you going to join us, help and make a contribution? You will be very welcome. Or are you just one of those sad, pitiful, pathetic people who can only criticise the efforts of others whilst doing sod all themselves?" My second reflection is on the fact that I've just recently noticed that Central Bedfordshire signage has gone up, welcoming you to the area. I have to say, I think this is an enormous waste of money, considering that it's just been reported that Central Bedfordshire Council are likely to be £6 million over budget. Surely the money could have been saved in scrapping this signage, because I have to say, I feel I live in Amptill, Bedfordshire, not Amptill, Central Bedfordshire. Anyway, that's the end of my observations for this month. I hope you found this month's podcast of interest and that you return next month for more of the same.